Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we will continue in our current series of studies, Christian Renewal, or Maintaining Good Spiritual Health. And the subject which we wish to consider today is the renewal of our strength, and especially through prayer. Thus far on the broadcast, in this series, we have considered the renewal of a right spirit, which comes through confession of our sin, judging it, and getting back into fellowship with God. That is the right spirit. And then we considered the renewal of our youth, and we found out that the eagle's youth was renewed through the blessings that God gives them. The eagle's youth, really, strength was renewed by reason of what he ate. And our strength, spiritually speaking, is renewed by what we eat. And today we wish to consider our strength as gained through the exercise of prayer. So we have confession of sin, reading of the Word of God, and prayer and fellowship with God. And I'm going to read today in the 40th chapter of Isaiah, that majestic chapter, the beginning of the second half of the book of Isaiah. And we read there, in 40th chapter of Isaiah, verse 28, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail." But, this pivotal conjunction is very important, but they that wait upon the Lord in fellowship, wait upon him in prayer, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is a renewal verse. Did you notice it? But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now here are three comparisons, three similes here in regard to the what we will do after we regain our strength. As a matter of fact, we wish to expound our lesson today under three headings. The source of strength, we've just read about it. The acquiring or acquisition of strength through prayer. And then the use of strength in our threefold activity. Now you have probably noticed from this verse before, or perhaps even me on this verse before, that there are three areas of activity in the Christian life presented here. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. That's into the heavens. That speaks of worship, going into the presence of God for worship. They shall run and not be weary. That speaks of her service. The servant did what he did on the run. And certainly, he was fulfilling his Lord's commands. But running speaks of our service. And then they shall walk and not faint. That's our everyday life, as we have been expounding in a recent series on this radio station. Now, notice please, he is the source of our strength. Isn't that the way to attack the problem of the matter of strength? Where do we get strength? It's from the Lord. The Lord is the one who gives us strength. And we read that very, very plainly here. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young man shall utterly fall. Youth is a time of strength and vigor. But human strength and human vigor always plays out. Sooner or later, we have to get to the Lord as the source of our strength. And that's exactly what is taught us in this portion of Scripture. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now that's a promise. You come into the presence of God, and you will be strengthened. It's been seen throughout and experientially throughout the whole of the Bible that the people who prayed were the people who had power. Prayer is brought down, or brings up rather, the power of God to our rescue. And certainly it was true in the life of David. In so many of his Psalms, he speaks of crying out to the Lord in agony of soul. God answered his prayer. God heard, and he strengthened him with might in the inner man. Now, human strength sooner or later will fail, even as the strength of youth. And this is a lesson for you and for me in this day and age, when we do need the strength of our convictions, the strength of the Word of God, the strength of prayer, the strength of character, the strength of fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, in the matter of acquiring the acquisition of this strength, we get it through feeding on the Word of God, as we considered in our last broadcast. We have there the milk of the Word, as mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. You will remember that we read it as newborn babes. Desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. And then we mention another source of strength from the Word of God, which is called strong meat. Now, the Word of God is the milk. We have need of milk and not of meat. And the Word of God is milk, and as noted in 1 Peter chapter 2. Then, in Hebrews chapter 5, we read there in verses 12, 13, and 14, Paul is writing, ye are become such as have need of milk. He's writing to his Hebrew people, and not of strong meat. Now, this is a matter of becoming. It was they retrograded. They lost ground. Ye are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. Now, there's nothing wrong with milk. Milk is the brings before us Christ in his humility, and it's the food for babes. The strong meat brings before us Christ in his glory, and it's the meat for those who are fully developed, fully matured in Christ. Let's read these verses consecutively. Ye are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. The strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, full development. Now, the strong meat is not necessarily meat as we consider it. It's strong food. Now, we need it. Now, we get it through, we acquire it through prayer. We get the strength for the various activities of life. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Isn't that something, running and not being weary? I'm afraid I couldn't do it under my natural powers. But this is spiritual. Mounting up on wings as eagles. We don't fly, literally, but we mount up into the heavens in prayer. And we are born there by the power of the Spirit of God. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. And that eagle soars up into the heaven, and he just spreads his wing. He rides a thermal. And you know that thermal is really the Spirit of God. We read in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, one of the three famous 3:16 verses of the Bible. Only this is Ephesians 3:16. Paul prays for his beloved Ephesians that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. The Spirit of God is the strength of the Christian life. Now, the Spirit, the word for Spirit is pneuma in the Greek. In the early days of the motor-powered vehicles, they were equipped with hard rubber tires, and they rode very, very hard. And then they changed to an air-filled tire. You remember what they called it? They called it a pneumatic tire because it was filled with air. And the pneuma speaks of the Spirit of God, air, moving air, a zephyr, breeze, sometimes a tornado, you can see the results of it, but you can't see the power of it. The Spirit of God is aptly described in a zephyr, in the word pneuma. All right. He is that strong, uplifting current, that thermal, the warm Spirit of God that bears us up into the presence of God. As a matter of fact, we read in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 3, we are the circumcision, and he's writing to Philippians, they're Gentiles, we are the circumcision, in the spiritual sense, which worship God in the Spirit. Now notice, please, in the Spirit is the source of our worship. We just spread our wings. We do not worship by looking at the glass-stained windows, by hearing the reverberating notes of the organ, the deep, deep notes. We do not work up a spirit of worship. We simply spread our wings. The Spirit of God brings before us Christ, and that warms our hearts, and we just spread our wings and soar up into the heavens. That is worship. And then they shall run and not be weary. That speaks of service. We said a few moments ago, our service is done on a run. It's something that has to be done now. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the accepted time. And Paul writes in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And he's been talking about his service. Christ strengthens us for the service. We're not on our own. God gives us the strength that we need in this matter of Christian service to God. And then lastly, in that wonderful verse, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now walking, as we have just developed in a recent series of studies over this station, walking is our everyday life. Now we read in the Colossian epistle, Paul again, the writer, chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Notice the use of the word walk. Let's see what this walk consists of. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. You do that when you're home reading your Bible, sitting in your favorite chair, increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness, and that is displayed in the home in a very real way. This is our everyday life. We get these powers. This is the renewal of our strength through prayer. The renewal of our youth, indeed, is through the Word of God. Here we have touched on three important parts of our lives: confession of sin, reading the Word of God, and getting into His presence in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our hearts today and help us take advantage of your wonderful provision to lead a Christian life. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.